We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Happy Hour Friday. Brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey, broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead. We'll be here for the final hour of the show. Dukes and Bell going to be here till 6 as well. They'll be here from 2 to 6, leading you into NCAA tournament coverage. The next four games of the Sweet 16 tip-off tonight at 6:30. Last night's games were incredible. We'll get to those in just a couple of minutes. We'll look ahead to tonight's games in about 20 minutes as well. But all that action right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And again, if you want to come by and watch the games, Twin Peaks is a great spot to do it. TV's everywhere. Dukes and Bell will get you set from 2 to 6. We got a lot to get to here in the final hour of the show as well. It is a Happy Hour Friday, which means you can send us pictures of whatever it is you're drinking. Shout out to Anthony Sr.
Yes.
He's in Ontario, Canada, listening to the show.
Drinking some,
that's why he's got Ciroc vodka.
My good.
And some guava juice.
What the hell is a guava juice?
You know what a guava is.
I know what a guava is. They make juice out of it?
Yeah, look at that right there. A little guava.
Let me look up my stuff right
Del
here.
Monte guava juice. He's having a nice little cocktail.
You put that together?
Well, looks like it.
It looks like it because I thought it was a damn Bloody Mary.
No, that's the guava juice Ciroc cocktail.
You drink guava?
Yeah, I'll drink guava juice.
Really?
Yeah. I'll get after a guava from time to time.
Really?
Have you ever eaten a guava?
You know I have never eaten a guava.
Yeah, neither have I.
Yeah, I wanted to say, you know, I don't eat,
I eat, like, mango sometimes.
Oh, okay. I mean, what is a guava, Andy?
It's a fruit.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. What kind of fruit?
It grows on a tree.
But damn, it could be a damn banana then. I mean,
well, also bananas do too. I'm not sitting here telling you I'm a guava expert.
Okay, because I mean, even though I said, I ain't never heard of no damn guava.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. Hey, yeah, I ain't never heard of it like that.
Well, it sounds like a pretty good thing to mix with Ciroc vodka, if you ask me. Shout out to Kev Dog. He's got a almost empty fifth of Elijah Craig.
Yes.
That's what he's drinking on a happy
hour. Hit him straight, brother. Hit him straight.
Drink whatever you're drinking. It's fine. Just send us a picture of it, and we'll give you a shout-out on the radio, whether it's guava juice or Elijah Craig or whatever it is.
We always knew Abel's a weirdo. Now he's over here eating pizza with pineapples.
You know, he's not alone. Eric, the engineer, also a big pineapple on pizza guy.
Weirdos. Bunch of damn weirdos.
Split 50-50.
Yeah.
What about guava? Would you put guava on a pizza?
Oh, God, no.
Is that something you might include on your pie?
I've never had guava, so I'd have to kind of understand its flavor palette first.
It's a fruit.
Did you just say flavor frickin' palette?
That's what he said.
Flavor. Eric, you can turn A back off.
Okay. Let's get to the most important stories of the
flavor,
day.
Flavor. What the hell did he just say?
Flavor palette.
Flavor.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Oh, bow! Andy, what is your flavor
Kansas
palette?
State has the ball. We're tied at 92.
Marquise Noel
throws to the rim for Johnson, who slams it in. Noel ties the record with his 18th assist. Johnson with the alley-oop slam, and it's 94-92 K-State.
Lob from half court and a reverse dunk. Unreal.
It kind of looks like a watermelon, but with no seeds in it.
I love, Hayes said, my flavor palette.
Yeah, I'm glad he brought that up, and flavor in general, because I was thinking about this earlier today. We'll get back to the NCAA tournament games in a minute. You know, everybody talks about, like, hot takes and spicy takes and
yes.
All that. We don't do a lot of those.
No, we don't.
But we want our takes to be informed.
Okay.
So not spicy, but maybe just, like, seasoned.
Okay.
What's the flavor of Lowry's? Is it just
Lowry's?
You call it just Lowry's?
Yeah.
Seasoning salt?
I call it Lowry's.
Okay.
That's a difference.
That's the kind of take I want.
That's the difference between Lowry's and seasoning salt. It's a big difference because I have both. Now, I don't know how that seasoning salt got in the house. It probably came because you know I pack everything. So it came from, I think that's came from California. And it's back in the season. No, Lowry's. But the other one, the season saw the other orange one. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't use it. Once I got a taste of Lowry's, I ain't go back, Andy. It hooked me, grabbed me.
That's what I want my takes to taste like.
Okay. You want your takes to taste like Lowry.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Well seasoned.
Okay.
Not spicy.
Well
seasoned.
But, yeah, because, you know, we don't do spicy takes and everything because it don't make no sense. I saw something yesterday, and we don't do spicy takes, and we don't do topics that get people inflamed and that you wonder why they're inflamed. I saw something, and most of the people that live in Atlanta who work in the same job we do were getting after some dude that wrote up some dumbass tweet about what the Falcons did this offseason. And I'm like, why the hell would you give him any attention about that?
I don't know. I had the exact same response.
Mad.
I had the exact same
response. You don't watch Falcon games!
When it comes to guys like that, or stuff like that, generally is. And again, this is sort of, we talked about this earlier in the week about this time of year is a great time of year for you to be sifting through media members that you care about what they think and what they don't. But if I've never heard of somebody.
The Timmys are on the loose. Hey, Ma!
Oh, it's.
The Timmys are on the loose.
It's Timmy Tube Sox season.
Yeah, they are on the loose. Hey, Ma! Watch this, Ma! This is him running upstairs to get his mama from the basement. Ma, watch this, Ma. I got this clip right here of Bryce Young. He misses a throw, Ma. You know what I'm saying? Like them people.
There's nothing Timmy Tube Sox loves more than mock drafts.
Yes. Doug season.
Spring training baseball.
Yes.
And pro days.
Yes.
That's erotic for Timmy Tube Sox.
Yeah, okay? But that's him running up.
It is his time of year.
Ma, watch this. Can you give me some juice, some Sunny D? You know what I mean?
Timmy Tube Sox loves Sunny D.
Exactly.
You wouldn't catch him dead drinking guava juice.
Exactly.
If you never heard of somebody, then who gives a damn what they say?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If the first thing I ever hear you say is the Falcons did this wrong, this wrong, this wrong, and this wrong, my question is, oh, who's that guy? And then you click on his thing. Oh, never heard of him.
Never heard of him.
All right.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Simple as that. That highlight was from Kansas State beating Michigan State in overtime. That was the first game of the night last night.
Bo want all that smoke from Tate, huh? He's just playing all the highlights.
No kidding. Like, Bo Bo Johnson back at the studio, just rubbing it. And Tate was not only – it was Tate sad that they lost. He was there.
Yeah.
Like, Tate was in the building covering the Sweet 16.
In a watching. Damn war zone in New York City.
Yeah, was having to duck bullets there to do a radio hit with us. And he in person saw Marquise Noel take down Michigan State. That pass, incredible. Not only was it from Marquise Noel, he's doing like a little like argument with his coach on the sideline, still has the wherewithal to hit his teammate. It was also Keontae Johnson that dunked it. The other guy who's like one of the coolest stories in the NCAA tournament.
Dude, I thought he was going to hit the back of his head on the damn rim.
Yeah.
I really did.
He was up there for like 45 seconds.
Yeah.
He jumped and just floated. And then they had the argument. He had an argument with his coach, and then he was just still floating up there. And then he threw in the lob, and then he caught it and dunked it backwards. He was up there for the entire argument. It's awesome. Awesome. K-State's in the Elite Eight. UConn just beat the hell out of Arkansas.
They beat the hell out of Arkansas.
That game, it was pretty competitive early, and then UConn went on like a 20-2 run.
You know how you like, when you're watching one game, and then you look into the box when you want to turn it. Let me turn it. Oh, hell no.
Guess we don't have to.
Oh, hell no.
I guess we'll just focus on Florida Atlantic and Tennessee. Tennessee had an early lead in that game, had the lead at halftime, and was mucking it up, man, making it physical just the way they wanted to. Florida Atlantic came out in the second half, spread the floor out a little bit better, didn't let Tennessee get into the paint offensively, sort of forced them to shoot the basketball, which they cannot do.
No, they could not.
And Florida Atlantic keeps on, man, a 9 seed in the Elite Eight. One of the two Cinderellas left in the tournament right now. And who knows, maybe they can maybe they can take down Kansas State and make it all the way to the Final Four.
I'm going to love this matchup because of the implications that Florida Atlantic has an opportunity to probably get in the Final Four.
Yeah.
You know, I love that right there. But I would definitely love to see this Kansas State senior-led New York boys going back to Madison Square Garden. And I'm just talking about putting on the show for family and friends. And, you know, as we go forward through it, I mean, they got those usual things that you need. I'm talking about, you know, Kansas State when you're in the tournament.
Yep.
Seniors.
Senior guards.
Yes, senior guards and shooters. They have those things that usually at this time point of the tournament that gets you wins.
Yep.
That gets you wins against super duper athletic teams. You know what I mean? Look at all the damn athletes they got on that team. But at the same time, like you said, they're great athletes and they'll go 1-for-4 if they shoot threes.
Thing is, UConn has that too.
Yes.
I know UConn's gonna take on Gonzaga, who beat UCLA last night, probably in the game of the night. back and forth game. UCLA gets out to 13-point lead in the first half. Gonzaga fights their way back in, and Gonzaga has a 10-point lead with about 4 minutes left, and then UCLA goes on a run. They hit a big three under a minute, and then they call a timeout with 13 seconds left, down by one. Down by one. If there's anything you need to know more about the state of basketball, and this is not a criticism, it's just an observation. Coming out of a timeout, down by one, and they pull from 35. Like, pull from the logo.
Everybody was, Andy, me and you both said it, we said something like, what the hell is he? Oh! Because that's what happened when you see this play. Like, that's usually for, God dog, somebody else ran the play at the end of the game because they needed a three-pointer.
Right.
Oh, God, who's somebody?
It was the Villanova championship play that they ran.
I know that, but somebody ran it yesterday. And it missed.
Was it Michigan State?
Yeah, I think it was. It missed it. So that's the play that you use for something as a desperation at the end of the game.
Yeah.
They
did it with 10 seconds left.
Like.
And he drained it.
It was draws.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was number draws. But I'm just saying, like, it was a classic basketball game. And those are the things, like, people like me, and I'll admit it, I may catch one Georgia game of college basketball.
Yeah, that's I got it. One. They cost me $25.
That's it.
They couldn't cover the spread against Kentucky.
Are
and
you
I was
serious?
Out. Yeah, remember?
No, I'm talking about they cost you your bread, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ain't good. Man.
Well, it was going to be a bad game, and it was, so I wanted to enjoy it a little bit more.
Where did you stand to win?
Huh? $25 bucks. Or, like, I don't know, $23 okay. or something. It was a small bet.
Ain't that small about money?
Just to try to make it a little bit more fun for myself.
Oh, yeah. How does having money on it make it more fun? I thought it would make it more stressful.
Yeah, stress and fun. Similar.
That's what I'm saying. When you're gambling, when you're putting your money, all right, you're going to – because, you know, I don't gamble on sports. Mm-hmm. So you put your money on a game, right, that you have no control over.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
Well, I've never had any control over any game.
But, no, that's what I'm saying. Like how you said it was fun. I can understand stressful, but fun? Like,
yeah.
Rolling them things is fun. You know what I mean?
Well, everybody has fun in a different way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Shooting them things is fun.
Putting some skin in the game. And
do you feel like you're a part of it?
No.
Okay.
If they win, then
right.
I get $25.
Right.
If they, as opposed to watching it and genuinely not caring.
Right.
At least there's a little bit of care in there. You
okay.
know what I mean?
Right.
Just a little skin in the game.
Okay.
Because it was Kentucky and Georgia in December.
Right. I remember the game.
I don't care about that game, but I was going to watch it, and I was trying to encourage myself to stick with it. That's
okay.
all.
Okay.
They were down by 13 points with 2 minutes left, but the spread was 12.
Right.
So I didn't change the channel.
Gotcha.
So I'm sitting there hoping Oscar Tshiebwe stops treating Georgia like his little brother.
Which he did.
But he didn't. He kept treating Georgia like his little brother.
We were up in that game.
Yeah.
And I was like pumping my chest like, yeah.
And I started texting about that $25 I was going to win. And then Oscar Tshiebwe took over and cost me some money. Yeah, I remember that game vividly. All right, we'll come back. We didn't get a chance to get to this here, so we'll roll it over. Speaking of money in the game, I got the odds on National League MVPs.
Okay.
You got five Braves that have, I don't know, not like great odds, but you got five Braves you could throw some money on. Which one of these guys winning the MVP would be best for the team? Of course, any of them winning the MVP
right.
would be great for the team.
Right.
But is there one Brave that if he did win the MVP, it would be best for them? We'll get to that. We'll spend a little bit of time on tonight's Sweet 16 games as well. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Happy Yower Friday. Me and Bunker up here at Twin Peaks. I would like to go get a drink. but my wife has me planting flowers all after a new moon.
There you go. That was a good one. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Here's the thing, though. Once you get home, you're in your own backyard.
Andy,
you've been working the yard.
You know what I like to do in my damn backyard. I like to smoke cigars, drink hot liquor, and cold beer, and maybe throw something on the grill.
Maybe some music.
Yeah, because she's trying to softify my yard, man.
Do what to it?
She's trying to softify the yard.
Softify it.
Yeah,
okay.
Trying to damn softify the damn yard. You know what I mean?
With flowers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's part. That, yeah, man.
What's a hard yard got in it?
No flowers?
Weeds?
Yeah. Weeds and beer cans. Yeah, weeds and damn beer cans, Andy. Yeah, weeds and beer cans.
That's great because my front yard needs to be mowed right now.
You got to go out there and do it.
It's just a hard yard. Yeah, I'm just not going
to
do it.
Well, did she ever say something to you about mowing the yard? Or was just,
she doesn't have to.
I
care greatly about the way that it looks.
Okay.
I'm just letting it go right now because I did a bunch of treatment stuff to it.
Right.
And I wanted to give some of the seed time to kind of, I don't know, whatever, get settled before.
Right.
But then it's been so cold. So nothing has really happened.
Right.
But now it's – so hopefully next weekend it'll be to the point and I'll get it. But anyway.
Okay.
That's what everybody knows where my yard is.
You know what? I saw some – this – Tom Brady's buying a basketball team. Or he's buying into
WNBA Las Vegas Aces.
Oh, yeah. That's right. The Las Vegas Aces. I was racking my brain. I knew that I had seen that story yesterday.
Yeah, good for him, man.
Are they one of the super teams?
Yes.
Did they put together one of the super
teams? They did. So Tom Brady comes aboard. You know, he got no woman.
Sure.
So all he got is ownership now.
And a cat.
But I thought about
and a pickleball team.
I thought about some stuff the other day thinking about him.
Oh, you were thinking about Tom?
No, thinking about his situation with his woman.
Sure.
And I was just like, you know what? I don't think Tom could win.
You don't think Tom what?
I don't think Tom could beat up Joaquin, man.
No, not in a fist fight.
No, because you know why? Because Tom, he would hurt Tom. Yeah, you know, Tom's face is made of, like, skin and skull. You know, he has, like, no meat on his face. So, and I saw Tom's face, I was like, he'll dip Tom up.
Yeah, and I thought maybe being away from the game and all that stuff going, you know, getting taken care of, maybe the stress would have been relieved. Maybe, I don't know, eat a sandwich or something and the cheeks would fill back out.
He's skin and skull.
Now he's as skinny as he's ever been.
Yeah. So
Joaquin would dent his cheekbones.
Joaquin would hurt him pretty bad, dog.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so Tom,
exactly right.
Let it go.
Let
it go, Tom.
Let it go. Just get on the 77-foot yacht and sail off into – the Caribbean.
Exactly. Go get you another thing.
Yeah.
Get you another thing, man.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
All right. 15 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines will be open at 404-741-0929. You can text us or tweet us as well. All your NCAA tournament action tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as well. Before we talk a little bit about tonight's games, we had a conversation off the air about how many different Braves are in consideration or at least in potential contention for the NL MVP award. You look at the odds in Vegas, Ronald Acuna has the second best odds. You don't have to scroll too much further down to see that Austin Riley has decent odds. Matt Olson as well. A couple other names that are interesting too. Michael Harris, Ozzie Albies, maybe Max Fried. Max Fried was named the starter for the Braves on opening day. We knew he was going to be, but they made it official earlier today.
Fourth straight year, right?
Third,
okay.
I think.
Okay.
Julio Teheran still has the record.
Julio Teheran.
I don't know if anybody's ever going to catch up to Julio. But it's great, and we understand how talented this team is.
Right.
All those guys, of course, are in that conversation as far as the odds go.
Yeah.
Is there if you could pick one and make an argument for why that person being MVP would be most beneficial for the team, is there a guy?
Yes.
Who?
I'll tell you this. If Ronald Acuna is the damn MVP of the National League, that means, one, that damn place over there in Cobb County is going to be freaking rocking. That's one, which it already is no matter what. But for him to be as young as he is, the exposure and all those different things that it would bring, him being the damn MVP, dude, it would be another stratosphere where this team would go.
Yeah, not only that, but just because of what last year was and the injury the year before, you know what I mean? Just to sort of make that I'm back sort of statement.
Right.
I'm with you. Like, not to say that Michael Harris winning the MVP wouldn't be incredible,
exactly.
Because it would be.
Right.
And then he would probably qualify as, like, the best bargain contract in the entire Major League Baseball.
Right.
He's already close to that anyway. But if Ronald Acuna does it and he's that healthy, because that's what we're all sort of banking his success on this year, is he's going to get back to looking like that guy he was 2 years ago pre-knee injury, because the numbers he was putting up that season.
It's unbelievable.
He was the reason the Braves were hanging around.
Yes.
before he got hurt, and then they made those trades and went
Correct.
On that crazy run.
Correct.
They wouldn't have even been in position to make those trades had he not been playing the way that he was
Right.
earlier in the season.
Right.
So, yeah, no, I'm with you. Like, I think – I also think it's reasonable. Not to say that it's not reasonable for Matt Olson, who's had a great spring, or Austin Riley or whatever, but, like, it's not crazy to me to think that Ronald Acuna could be the MVP of the net. Like,
no.
If Michael Harris was the National League MVP this year, I'd be surprised.
Right.
If Ronald Acuna was the National League MVP this year, I'd say, yeah, good.
Oh,
that,
no.
That means he stayed
there's
healthy.
No doubt. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he is in that category. And I think he's the only Brave on that category of possibly the best baseball player in the league. I think Ronald Acuna's that guy. He's that guy. He's the perennial all-star superstar talented player. Michael Harris has superstar potential. But we've seen what Ronald Acuna can do when he's right. And now, from all things that we've seen, Ronald Acuna is right. And so, if he's right, I anticipate him being in the hunt for the National League MVP the whole season.
Yeah.
Like, when does he start? 30th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Six days.
In 6 days, I anticipate Ronald Acuna being in contention for the NL MVP from that day forward, because that's what I think of him.
And for the next decade.
Yes.
Like, that's
yes.
barring injury, yes. that's what we should be talking
yes.
about. And I think that we will be, which is exciting when you're talking about covering a baseball team.
Yeah.
And the fact that there's multiple other guys on the roster that can also be in that same conversation, not to mention a pitching staff that's looks like it's going to be really solid also. Obviously, we're talking about some injuries and some guys that are going to start the year in AAA that hopefully join the team at some point. But, yeah, man, we're right around the corner from this thing getting underway next week. And if Ronald Acuna is in that discussion – Abe showed me a list of, like, the top 100 players as voted by ESPN, and Ronald Acuna was out of the top 10.
Right.
That's what this year is
where
for
was
me
that?
About
where,
him.
Where was he at? Because he was
–
the
13th or something
No,
like
I'm
that.
Saying, like, the year he got hurt. He was a top 5 guy. Because
yeah.
remember, that list, him and Freddie
yeah.
were right there in the top 6, 7 or something like
That's
that.
That's what this – that first right. of all, if you can have a year like he had last year, which was fine, and still be considered the 13th best player in baseball,
right.
that's because people have seen it. But that's what this year is for me with him, is reestablishing himself as not just a guy who's capable of it, but a guy who goes out and does it.
Yes.
And if he does that, Braves are going to win 100 games.
He stays healthy. He's going to be.
Yeah.
We know what he's going to be.
We're having October conversation.
Yes, he stays healthy. That's not even an issue.
Let's have a March conversation here, as there's 4 games tonight on the radio station, 4 more Sweet 16 games. First game tips off at 6:30. San Diego State and the number 1 overall seed, Alabama Crimson Tide.
Well, I think the thing with Alabama is that the email has got to be on tonight.
Yeah.
He's got to be on tonight because Bradley, those guards, those wings that Miami has can cause them trouble. Miami's hella athletic. They're very athletic. The thing with Alabama is that, you know, because B. Miller has been struggling. So, not strong, hell, and he ain't playing like himself.
Well, he's hurt.
I understand that part, but he can't be hurt. Like, he's one of the
yeah.
things where you got to find a way to fight through it. I know the groin and all of that could be a difficult thing. But they need him to be on tonight in order for them to be a very athletic Miami team.
San Diego State.
I'm sorry.
They got San Diego State.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking Houston.
Now, we'll get there in just a minute. San Diego State is, you know, probably, again, much like an FAU team, probably not a lot of people have watched them play. They are. They're upperclassmen. They're athletes. They're grown-ups. I mean, they're signing up for 40 minutes tonight, and they're going to give Alabama everything they can handle. Brandon Miller has to start looking like the best player in the country.
They have to.
They got there without him so far. But if they're going to continue, he's got to. And I think he will, because he is that dude.
They lose if he's mediocre.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Totally agree. It wouldn't shock me if San Diego State wins this game.
Yes.
But for Alabama to win this game, Brandon Miller's got to be incredible. Now, on to Miami, who is ridiculously athletic.
Yes.
They take on Houston, who you know who they are, man. They want to play a slower tempo game. Kelvin Sampson, we had Tate on last hour, one of the best coaches in college basketball. They have a very clear identity. Miami's one of those teams, though. If you let them get out and run,
it's
and you
over.
Let them get confidence, they can run with anybody in the country.
How healthy, just like we just said about, you know, Brandon Miller, their best player, Houston's best player, Sasha, how healthy is he in this game? Like Tate was saying, it's hard because of the short turnaround
right.
to get yourself all the way back. How healthy is he? That's the biggest thing. I'm always surprised when I hear Kelvin Sampson and then slow pace. Because when you think about let's go, let's go, let's go, and also, you know, scandal. But that's the hinder there.
That may happen someday.
Yeah, that may happen. That may happen. That
you got to hang banners to take them down,
right? But I mean, I love that phrase. But I mean, this is one of those things where Houston—they're trying to get home. They're trying to get home
yeah,
for the final
right.
four. And Miami's no easy win. But the thing with Miami is that sometimes they can be a little Jekyll and Hyde at times.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the biggest thing about Miami, which one's going to show up tonight. Because if the good Miami shows up with the banged-up Saucer, they can win the basketball game. But that's the thing about it. Can Miami hit open shots, things like that?
They're very much, to me, kind of like Arkansas was.
They're athletic as
they're
hell.
They're athletic, yes. And they've got those guys that if they get going, they can run with you and beat you. But they can also get real cold, and they could get smoked tonight. I think Houston does win that game. Princeton and Creighton. Nobody thought Princeton
Nobody.
Was going to be here. But they are.
I mean, execution versus, you know.
I think Creighton's going to smoke them.
I'm taking Ivy League tonight.
All right.
I'm taking Ivy League. I'm taking Princeton.
And then Xavier, Texas. Xavier almost got beat by our guys in the first round.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nobody gave a game like Georgia State yet since then.
Kennesaw.
Kennesaw.
Almost.
Almost.
Close. I think Texas wins that one.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open, 404-741-0929. Call us up and ask us a question. Make it weird. It's Friday. Text us. Tweet us. Anything you want. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic, phone calls, text line, tweets. We'll start on the phone lines here with JR and Ackworth. Hey, JR.
Andy, Randy, how y'all doing, man?
Doing awesome. All right.
Doing great.
Hey, Randy, I've got one question. Actually, one is for you, and then one is for you and Andy. The one for you and Andy, y'all were talking about shows that y'all were sitting out watching with y'all better halves, and y'all brought up the 90 Day Fiancé and everything. Have y'all ever watched From Inmate to Roommate? That's the first question. And then Randy, where can I find some neck bones at, man? And have you ever barbecued them before? Hey, you guys have a great weekend, man. Take care.
Thank you, JR.
No, I've never watched that one you're talking about. I've seen the previews.
From Inmate to
Roommate?
I've
never watched it. It show up. I've seen the previews for it. I have no clue what it's about. Somebody getting out of jail, being a roommate. Don't know too much about it. But, listen, where can you get neck bones?
Don't make a reality show about anything.
Like, my mother brought some neck bones up to the house the other day. Like, there's a connoisseur not too far from my house. If you get there on the right day, you can find some good-ass neck bones. So, yeah, that's it. Find a good meat shop.
Great.
Yeah, neck bones aren't hard to find. Go to, I'll tell you, another good place, like Food Depot.
Okay.
Food Depot, you can go there and get some neck bones.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's two great places that you can go to find some neck bones.
Yeah.
As Randy said, neck bones aren't hard to find.
Neck bones ain't hard to find.
You just got
to
know where you're looking.
Yeah.
As far as shows, though, to watch, Succession.
Yes, sir.
Back tonight. Very much excited
yes,
about
sir.
That show. I know not everybody watches that show, but those that
show.
Do, love
I
that
love
show.
The show.
Great show. All right, Devin is in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
Hey, what's that in the milk and cookies? How y'all doing, bro?
Milk and cookies? Whatever, man.
Yeah, I regretted that as soon as I said it. Hey, Devin.
Hey, so quick question. I'm only asking this question because I work with two guys who do it. What's a bigger pet peeve? People who breathe hard for no reason, like grunt and growl every time they make a move, or people who smack when they eat?
Oh, the uncontrollable, because the thing about the breathing thing, you never know. You know what I mean? Because I've been
maybe something's wrong with
something might be wrong.
They might have a wake apnea.
Something. So that's but that person who smack when they damn eat is just the most annoying damn thing.
Yeah, like who taught you how to
eat? Who taught you how to damn eat?
Are you, because like my daughter right now, 2.5, sometimes she'll talk with her mouth full,
yes.
Smack when she eats, that right. Kind of stuff. And we're trying to help.
Right.
She's
right.
2.5 though. You know
right,
what I mean? What
right,
are you
going to
do?
Right.
Hey, chew with your mouth closed. Don't talk with your mouth full.
Right.
Sit down. Don't feed the dog.
Right.
Like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But if you're like 36 and you're still
yeah,
like
that's
that.
Not a good, that's not a good look,
yeah,
man.
Come on. Get
yeah.
some table manners.
Yeah.
A little table manners goes a long way.
And he still got the tag on his sweats.
Yeah, this guy's just having a day, man.
He got the tag on his sweatpants.
He might take them back. He's not sure if he likes them yet. He wanted to take them out for a happy hour Friday. Maybe he's going to take them back. Yeah, that's our man outside's having a time. He's having a time on Happy Hour Friday. Paul is in Monroe. Hey, Paul.
Hey, well, damn, my wife gets on to me for breathing hard and the way I eat.
I tell you what, I have not heard you guys talk about Buc-ee's probably since Wendy left. Randy, did you ever go to Buc-ee's?
Hell no. And I would never go to that place, man. I'm sorry. Man, I can't do it.
It's probably a good thing. Last week I went for the first time when we went out of town, and we were just going to pop in a couple coffees, a couple biscuits. $60 later, I'm like, what the heck just happened here?
You could have went to damn Hardee's for that.
So I was like, my God. I mean, everything was amazing, but daggone, man, that's ridiculous. But
now, is that because it was
a hard-ass weekend? I'm going to go tear into some of these hard-ass Miller Lights.
My God.
Thank you, Paul. Get after it, Paul. I do wonder, because we had the same experience when we went. It wasn't because things were expensive, though.
Right.
It's because there's a million things to buy.
Right.
Like, you end up buying four things of jerky because they got a whole wall of jerky.
I will never go to that place.
Yeah, I know. You're.
I ain't never going.
You're very committed to the stubbornness as far as it goes on Buc-ee.
It ain't stubborn, Andy.
What is it, though?
I don't want to go. Ain't that stubborn about not wanting to go? How is that stubborn because I don't want to go somewhere?
It's literally.
No, it's not.
What stubborn
no,
is?
No, it's not. I don't want to go to Sprouts. All right? That makes me not stubborn. I don't want to go to Sprouts.
But I've never heard anyone try to talk you into going to Sprouts.
You don't know my damn wife.
Okay, fair. That's true. No, I can see
you ain't
her
got no, you ain't got no bone and poke chops. That ain't the place for me.
So then she has tried to talk you into going to Sprouts.
Yeah.
And you're not going. Why?
Because they ain't got no bone and poke chops.
How do you know? They might.
She told me they don't.
Oh, okay. She told me.
You got no bone and poke chops.
We were talking about Buc-ee's off the air earlier today.
Yes, because Billy the Soap Guy was here.
Yeah, he said he finally went.
He said he finally went.
And I just, you know, my thing is, it was.
Is the gas cheaper?
I don't know. Okay. No, I don't think so. It was just like, it was like a clean gas station that had more stuff.
Okay.
I'm not gonna go crazy over a gas station.
I think I summed it up pretty well earlier. It's the South's version of In-N-Out.
It's just an overrated sort of regional thing.
It's the Southeast version of In-N-Out. I'm sorry, people.
Yeah, In-N-Out. It's also just okay. It's fine.
It's not gonna change your life.
It's okay. Okay, we had a hand delivered AMA note yesterday.
Right.
That I wanted to make sure we got in. When you put socks on, because I know you don't wear socks every day, but when you do,
okay,
do you put your socks on sock, shoe?
Okay.
Or do you go sock, shoe?
Well, I mean, I think only a freaking weirdo would go sock, shoe.
Yes.
That's even
I don't do that.
You a damn weirdo. If you're talking about you put on your sock, shoe.
So at one point.
That's a weirdo.
Yeah, just think about if life was paused.
Right.
At one point, you'd have a shoe and a sock on and just a bare foot.
But the thing about it.
That's pretty weird.
I mean, we've all been caught in situations where we can't get our sock on. So you're running out the room with just one sock on.
What type of situation would lead to you not being able to get a sock on?
Yeah, you're supposed to be in the girl's dorm.
Oh,
I see. Yeah, you're supposed to be in.
Gotcha.
You're supposed to be in Brumby Hall after night, you know. But stuff happens. You get caught up in everything like that.
You don't need your socks.
You don't need your socks.
You need your shoes.
Yeah, but yeah, sock, shoe. It's weird as hell.
If someone does that and you see it, run.
Yes.
Run away.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
That person is a bona fide psychopath.
No doubt about it. They got a razor blade on their tongue.
That and, like, maybe body parts in the freezer.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get out of
there. They're friends with Jason Marks.
Come on, man.
Yes.
That man's married. He's trying to live his life.
Hold on, for real?
Yeah, he's got
good
a wife.
For him, dog.
Yeah, married, got a wife, put a little weight on. He looks good.
Good for him,
yeah,
dog.
He's doing good. Jimmy is in Florida. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show. My question is primarily addressing for you, Andy. Now, what if in the national champion, the college football national championship, what if instead of being TCU versus UGA, what if it was Washington against UGA, but that's the only thing that changes? The scoreline is still 65-7. The UGA defense was still suffocating. What was your emotions leading up to the game, and how would you be taking it on the radio come that following Monday?
That would have been a tough Monday.
What?
That would have been a hard if Washington was TCU and Georgia did the same thing, which they would have.
We would have. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it would have sucked, man. I would have to talk professionally about the worst ass whooping that my team ever took. The good thing about the Huskies is you know, unfortunately, most games they play, most people don't care about.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And then luckily we've had some of the listeners have sort of jumped on board and rooted for them when they played slightly bigger games because of me, which
right.
I like. I appreciate
yeah.
that. But
yeah.
I know nobody's jumping on Washington bandwagon that far, like
no,
if they
no,
play
no.
Georgia. Hopefully someday they do, but I've already talked about this. That is not going to be a fun week for
right.
me
right.
because I mean, of course I want Washington to win. And, of course, I'm going to talk myself into ways that they're going to.
Yeah.
And then they're probably going to get foots put in them.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to have to talk about that the whole next week. It's going to be horrible.
But, I mean, if that day ever came and Georgia played Washington, you would definitely and somehow y'all beat us. Dude, that would be one of the things where you could text me probably at 3 in the morning and, like, booyah, B.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
I would, and first of all, that sentence there was,
booyah!
Was nonsense. I've said booyah since never.
Okay.
Secondly, I would be professional about it.
Please.
Until we hit the radio.
That's what I'm saying. Please.
But
please.
That would be hard, too, though, because then I'm so excited about it, but everyone listening's mad. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe someday it'll happen. Washington's pretty good. They're bringing back a pretty good team next year. I hear Georgia's got a pretty good team coming back as well.
Yeah, we're pretty good.
All right, let's get to the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day. Every single day to wrap up the show, we start with Randy.
Oh, hell no. I mean, it's only one way to go. Andy's never been called Poppy.
Nope. Never have.
Never been called Poppy.
Neck bones are easy to find.
Yeah, they are,
I just learned that. Just got to know where to look for them. And I had another one written down, but my computer timed out. No, hang on. I got it. Here it is. It's going to be worth it. Oh, yeah. Body wash is tricky.
Yeah.
I learned that body wash can be complicated today.
Whatever the hell that means.
Whatever that means. Bo?
Randy doesn't believe in nothing virgin. And as long as they let Andy play with the balls that go really far, he's good.
Yep.
That's right. Damn right. Abe?
Yeah, Andy needs a little help turning his Venmo payments on private. Randy's going to be set back $50 because he's buying Andy Pro Vs
yes.
for his upcoming birthday.
Yes.
And then, like, one last thing. I can't let us all go into the weekend like this. So, Andy, hey, Poppy.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Did he just do that right there?
What did his eyes look like when he was saying that to
you? Not the way he should – not the way they should have looked, Bo, saying hop that to Andy.
I guess I've been called Poppy now. We'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.